My dear friends, those who are coming regularly for our Sunday celebrations, they know that we are doing the Rebuild Book Club, and our homily also related to the book club's topics. So if this is not your regular Sunday, so please give up another chance and come back another time too, for those who are here the first time. It's interesting to note that Jesus' very first word to the public in the Gospel of Luke is today. Jesus saying in today's Gospel, today the scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. Not yesterday, not tomorrow, not someday, today. Jesus saying the divine action is now, today. And we can read this through the whole Bible, that the divine action is now. Last week we heard the gospel that Jesus is in his own hometown of Nazareth. And the people, they were amazed about the words of Jesus. Not because Jesus himself. Jesus said, I came to proclaim the good news. So the people, they were amazed about the good news. Today, we see the same crowd, they are angry. They are showing their anger, resentment, and rejection to the same Jesus. Why? Because they couldn't accept it, God's favor, God's universal love to the people. They couldn't accept it what Jesus came to represent, God's universal love. People, they ask Jesus, can you do some miracle the same what you did in Capernaum? Can you show some signs to release some people, to give some sight back, release the people, the captives? Can you do something like that? And then we can accept you, not just as the son of Joseph, but we accept you as son of God. And what Jesus said, no prophet accepted in his hometown. And it's so true. You know, that summertime I used to go home to visit my family. And very often I am hearing from my nephews and my niece, oh, now you are talking like a priest. Or they are saying, do not talk to me like a priest. Or another year I was asked to celebrate the mass for our union from my hometown, those who born the same age like me. And my brother told me, well, just try to entertain them, don't be too serious. But I'm telling you, Jesus never came to entertain us. Jesus came to proclaim the good news and the salvation. Therefore, the people rejected Jesus in today's gospel. Or, you see, when Jesus went up on the Holy Week to Jerusalem, people, they one day they were singing Hosanna. They were amazed. And the next day, they rejected him. Because Jesus always challenging us in the Bible. And just Jesus tried to provoke the people. What he did, he was quoting two very famous prophets in today's gospel. Jesus saying, Look at Elijah. Elijah was a famous prophet. So all the Jews, they looked up on Elijah. And Jesus saying, it was a very serious famine for over 3 years. And Elijah, he didn't help the Israelites. He went and he gave food to a Samaritan, to Zarephath, showing again the God's universal love for everyone, is not just for ethnic group or for a city or for a nation. Jesus then quoting Elisha also went outside the Jews and he cured a leper, a Naaman, who was the commander of the enemy's army, Assyria. So Jesus again showing that the prophets, all of them, they came to proclaim God's universal love. Or in today's first reading, we heard the Lord saying to whom? To Jeremiah. I thought you were here. So the Lord saying to Jeremiah, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. In other words, the Lord saying, I loved you. God's love, it's universal. God's favor, it's universal. And Jesus, when he was asked, can you do some miracle? Jesus was not able to do because of their unbelief, the lack of faith in the Son of God. And Jesus, again, showing the same what we heard in the second reading from St. Paul to the Corinthians, when St. Paul saying, love endures all things. God's love cannot be destroyed. Even if you show unlove to God, he's still faithful to you and he loves you. This is the characteristic of God's love, his faithfulness. So here at Holy Family, we try to do the same as Jesus did in Nazareth. He released his mission. People couldn't accept it, rejected him and his mission. Jesus came to proclaim that Jesus came to reach out the lost. Jesus sat down with the lost. Jesus talked to the lost. Jesus made his priority the lost. Jesus made his business with the lost. Jesus never blamed the lost because they are lost. Jesus find that relationship with the lost. Look at, for example, St. Matthew, the tax collector, or Zacchaeus. They were the lost. Jesus reached out to them and he dined with them. And what he did, Jesus made the lost his disciples. So my question is, who is the lost today in the church? Who are those who are lost? Many times we can see ourselves as we are the lost. I am the lost in the family. I am the lost in my relationship. I am the lost in my workplace. I am the lost in the school, in my class. I am the lost in the church. Many times we can relate to that person. Have you been there at that position when you said, I am lost? Jesus came to look out, to reach out the lost. Jesus came to reach out to you, the insider, the church people, those who are coming by Sunday. Jesus came to form your heart into discipleship, to follow him. And then Jesus saying that God's love, God's favor, the discipleship is not just only for you. You need to go and reach out the lost. The survey showing if we reach out the people and if we invite them for the Eucharistic celebration, 82% will say yes. Plus, if you offer the drive. But also the survey shows that only 2% of the Catholics, they ever approached someone and invited for the Eucharistic celebration. So I am challenging you, I am asking you, when you leave the church today, find that lost. Find someone at your family, at your life circle, and reach them out with love, mercy, and God's tenderness. Therefore, sometimes for March, we are planning, we are designing to reach out the young adults. We are planning to offer them once a month a Sunday evening Mass. So those young adults who came to this Mass, if you didn't receive this invitational card, the survey card, so then when you are leaving from the church, so make sure that you will fill it up, this survey card, so therefore we can design our Mass to reach out those who are lost. But for this, we need your help. We need your prayer. It's not just Father Laszlo's, Father Matthew's job to reach out the lost. Father Michael, in this book, in Rebuild, in chapter 3 and 4, he's talking about those people who are lost. He's talking about his own experience in his own parish. When he tried to change the culture, he's saying, the blood of the people, they were boiling because they got angry. The priest will be criticized when he tried to do evangelization. When he tried to do discipleship, Father Michael saying, it's not true. Jesus was crucified and killed, not because he entertained us. No, because he challenged us. And Jesus came to change the culture in Nazareth, and the people rejected him. Just like last night after the Mass, a few people, visitors, they approached our information booth at the back of the church, and they asked, can we have some books? Even we are willing to pay for that. However, it's free. You see, the outsiders, they would like to have that book, they would like to read it. But those who are sitting here by Sunday, they are rejecting. They are not embracing God's mission. It's not Father Laszlo's mission. The church nature is missional. The church exists because we are evangelizing. So I am appealing to you and I'm asking you that reach out the lost, just how we try to do intentionally. Jesus' business was the lost. Jesus came for the lost. So found lost people, then also how Jesus did, he made them disciples. So the church exists in order to evangelize. Last week I talked about the culture in the church, what we created all together. We created a culture where people arriving late and leaving earlier from the church because we have that get it over with mentality. This is what we need to change together, because you get that culture, what you tolerate is the same in your relationship too, in your family too. You get that culture, what you accept and tolerate. And the people rejected Jesus. They couldn't recognize in him a son of God. He wasn't able to make a miracle. So the people, they thought that God's favor is not for their city, for the foreigners. But we are here to make church matter. We are here to build a healthy church where the outsiders, they are welcome. Our message relevant to them, and they can apply it in their daily lives. But for that, we need you to reach out the scatters, because I can reach you, but you can reach the lost. This is how you can support God's mission. This is how we can fill up the church. This is how we can make the church matters, building up a healthy community. So therefore, we have this book club. It's never late to join to the book club. And if you are still looking for a book, we still have a few at the back of the church. And I encourage you to pray for us so we can see the fruits of this book club. Already, I'm seeing many people's life is changing because Christ came to reach out the lost. Christ came to reach out me, the lost. Amen. Now let us profess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. God has sent his only Son to us as our salvation. Let us be mindful of our present needs as we pray for the ongoing mission of the Church and the needs of the world today.
For the mission of the Church to pursue unity among all Christians, for all working among the poor and rejected, and for all people intent on pleasing the Lord alone in consecrated life, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our book club facilitators, participants, and their families, may God bless and work through them to share his good news, and may they answer God's call to discipleship and experience the unconditional love of the living Lord. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all teachers and parents, may they be encouraged in their mission to help the students grow into mature adults who can view the world with the love of Jesus, and who can understand life as a call to serve God. We pray to the Lord. We pray for the sick and those who mourn the loss of their loved ones. May they be strengthened and healed of their sorrow and pain, especially James Henderson. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who have died, may they find peace and happiness in the kingdom of God, especially Marianne Delaney. Let us pray to the Lord.
And now let us pray together our mission prayer, asking God's wisdom and guidance during our book club. Lord God, set our hearts ablaze with a desire to live our faith fully and to share it freely with others. May we be joyful, credible disciples of Christ. Open our hearts to recognize the spiritual and material needs of our brothers and sisters, and to be moved into action Lead us on the path of discipleship, so our response may be inspired by love, humble and generous service, and compassion toward all. Help us to love God, love others, and make disciples. Amen. Please be seated.
Let us join singing in our offertory hymn, As a Fire is Meant for Burning, number 744 in Gather.
As a fire is meant for burning, with a bright and warming flame, so the church is meant for mission, giving glory to God's name. As we witness to the gospel, we will build a bridge of care, joining hands across the nation, finding neighbors everywhere. We are learners, we are teachers, we are seekers, we are givers, we are vessels made of clay. By our gentle, loving actions, we would show that Christ is mine. In a humble, listening spirit, we would live to God's delight. A green bud in the springtime is a sign of life renewed. So may we be signs of oneness, meet us people's many hue. As a rainbow lights the heavens, when a storm is past and gone, church is meant for mission, giving glory to God's name. As we witness to the gospel, we will build a bridge of care, joining hands across the nations, finding
brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. O Lord, we bring to your altar these offerings of our service. Be pleased to receive them, we pray, and transform them into the sacrament of our redemption. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and
It is really right and just our duty in our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For by his birth he brought renewal to the humanity's fallen state, and by his suffering cancelled out our sins. By his rising from the dead he has opened the way to eternal life, and by ascending to you, O Father, he has unlocked the gates of heaven. And so with the company of angels and saints, we sing the hymn of your praise, as without end we acclaim. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like a dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and, once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me."
The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. O Lord, until you come again. O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church, spread through the word and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and Thomas our Bishop and all the clergy. Remember also, brothers and sisters, who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy, welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints, who have pleased you through the ages, we may merit to be called heirs eternal life, may praise and glorify you to your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever.
By divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to our apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your Church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Miserere
nobis. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Miserere nobis.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter to my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
Let us join in singing in our communion hymn, Go to the World, number 546.
Baptizing as the Son of God.
Forgiven. A few announcements. This is the last weekend when we are selling the tickets for Saturday when we have Italian dinner then. So tickets are available from the office for February 9th at 7 p.m. for the dinner. March 11th, it's a Monday when we have our new Bible experience for 5 weeks. No greater love, you see on the doors, or when you came in, you saw that. It's about the passion of Christ for 5 weeks, and the sixth one as a bonus about the resurrection. Dr. Edward Schreyer put together this Bible study just recently. He filmed this new Bible study at the Holy Land, and now he's releasing the workbooks for this Bible study. So we don't have yet the workbooks, but we take the registration. We order 200 books for the Bible study. So I encourage you, please register yourself. So March 11th, Monday morning and Monday evening, as usual, we have our new Bible experience, Bible study. And how I said, for the young adults, if you didn't receive that survey cards, please get one and fill it up for us, so then we can design the young adult mass and the social events after the mass in the church hall, when we would like to offer free dinner, cash bar, DJ, and guest speaker. It's not bad. Are you still here? Thank you. The youth minister Camille, please come forward and do the youth ministry announcement.
Good afternoon. So there are a number of things I just wanted to mention briefly today. The first for our youth is detailed on a poster to your right. So I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with the Alpha program. It's a really great chance to discuss some amazing videos and to just share ideas and thoughts and questions. And we are fortunate to be running this at the high school this year. So for those of you who are in high school and who are able to make it to Austin on Wednesdays, this is a chance for you just to come sit down with us and to talk about some of life's biggest and also simplest questions. Additionally, there are a lot of things going on this summer that we just wanted to start putting out there for all of you. So to all of our youth and to all of their families, please just note that there are a number of things happening, two of those being camps and one of them being a conference. So Steubenville Conference is a really, really big conference here held in Toronto, and there are over 2,000 teens who normally go, so there are a lot of guest speakers, opportunities for praise and worship, and just a really lot of great unexpected things. And Edge and Life Teen Camp are two separate camps for our younger students in elementary school, and then again for our high school students, where they're given a chance to just be away from distractions and just to have a chance to be with a bunch of other youth from other parishes to grow in their faith, but also to just have a chance to explore the outdoors and to do a lot of the great things they have at the camp facilities. So for any of you who find that to be interesting or who would like to ask some questions or who might be interested in picking up different pieces of information for that, I will be at the back at the youth ministry desk. And for the rest of you, just keep your eye out in the following weeks for the fundraisers that we're going to be starting, because some of the activities that we have, we're going to need your help just sending a lot of our youth to these camps and conferences. So thank you and have a lovely afternoon.
Thank you, Camille, for sharing those information with us. Let us pray. Nourished by these redeeming gifts, we pray, O Lord, that through this help to eternal salvation, through faith may ever increase. Through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
The Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
And have a nice day.
Let us join in singing in our recessional hymn, I Send You Out, number 758.
Shit up.